got his voice from his dad, Jimmy. He got his good looks from his mom. Actually, all the voice he got from me was a loud mouth. Amen. I love it when our kids serve God. If I'd have known it, I wish I had those three boys, the Wilson boy and the David and David sing that one song. I wish you guys had that song prepared. We did that trio. I love it when you guys sing it. Maybe they'll get together tonight. I don't know if they got going. All righty. Deborah spoke at a ladies' banquet yesterday. At what church were you, guest speaker, Debbie? Okay, you're at a retreat. And you spoke last week at a, amen, great. I'm glad the Lord's using their ministry all over America, Rod and Debbie Black, and we're glad for that. Proverbs chapter 31, would you please stand with me? Where'd my wife go? Did she leave? Probably going down the nursery, help out. I have a tremendous wife. You have a tremendous pastor's wife. And I concur everything that David said about Rosie. Notice in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, I'm going to speak to you on Mother's Day, a special Mother's Day message. We just call it Mother's Day 206. Amen. 2006. Notice verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Boy, God's looking for them. And America needs it so bad. For that virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. In other words, she's working all the time. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold to the staff. She stretched out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh her coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children, verse 28, arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious word of God. Thank you for the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31. Pray that you'd give us many virtuous women of Proverbs 31:10 at Bethel Baptist Church. Pray not only for Bethel, ladies, but I pray for my country, America. Oh, how America needs to get some virtuous women. We need some men of courage and strength and conviction and character, but we need some ladies with virtue and walking with God. We pray that you'll bless every lady here today. Bless the ladies of America and bless our country today, we pray. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. Today we honor the ladies of our country. And by the way, I believe the ladies deserve to be honored. I heard on the, I don't know if it was Paul Harvey or someone, I heard on the news, they figured out if you pay the lady that was at home, a mother, I think she should get $134,000 a year. If you paid what a mother was worth. By the way, I'm glad God made me a man. I couldn't keep up with ladies. Ladies, you are special, you are different, and you are unique, and that's how God made you. And thank God for the ladies of our country. Thank God for the ladies of our church. You are a blessing from heaven. You are a blessing from God. Can anyone say amen? Today we honor our ladies of our church, and we thank God for every one of you. Someone once said, years ago, the mother that rocks the cradle shapes our country. And I believe that's true. I believe the lady that rocks the cradle and raises up the children. Listen, the mom's with the child more than the husband is. The dad's out working. Now, today we live in an age where, I hate to say it, both mom and dad are working just to make ends meet. But it was never God's intention for that. God's intention was for the lady to stay at home, be a keeper of the home, and the man to go out and supply the need of the household. But we live in an age where it's really rough, but I'll tell you, if you can keep your wife at home, you'll have a more happier home. And sometimes I believe if we'll keep the wives at home, you might not have everything you want, but I'll tell you, you'll have everything you need. I know sometimes people have to work, and I understand that. It's the day we live in. But God meant, in the beginning, for the lady to stay at home and raise the children. He never meant for some teenager or some babysitter to raise your children. God wanted the mother to raise. No one loves a child like the mom does. No one will ever love that child like the mom. There's a special bond. Ladies, there's a special, God put that in you. You bring that, I have to tell you that bore children, you faced death when you had that child. And so there's a special bond between a child and a mother that no one else has. America needs godly mothers and godly women today. America today, we need mothers that know God. What would you say some of the needs for America? Now, by the way, I'm not excluding the men. Next month is Father's Day, and I'm going to let it rip on the men, ladies. So, trust me, today's Mother's Day, so we're focusing on the ladies. But, see, well, man, he's not mentioning too much about the men. Don't worry, their day is coming next month. Amen? America today, though, we need mothers that know God. If there was to say, preacher, what do we need? We need some mothers and some ladies that know God. We need some ladies that will walk with God. And today in America, we need some women who want to please God. Listen, we need some mothers today that know God. That really know God. Mothers that really know God. And mothers that will know God and teach their children the ways of God and pass it down to their children and their children's children, generation after generation, pass it down. I think the great example in the Bible was Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1:5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned," that word unfeigned means not counterfeit, real, sincere, "the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and then mother Eunice, and I persuaded thee also, Timothy." Listen, thank God there was a godly mother, a godly grandmother named Lois. And Brian, she had a daughter named Eunice. And Lois walked with God and knew God. And she put what she knew of God in her daughter Eunice. And Eunice had a son named Timothy. And she put what was taught to her about God in him. Reason we have America the shape it is today is because the mothers are not passing down the heritage of the things of God to their children. America desperately needs some Loises and some Eunices today. Oh, We need some Lois and some Eunices today. Timothy's grandmother, Lois, passed down the things of God to her daughter, Eunice. And then she passed down the teaching of the Lord to her son, Timothy. Oh, America needs desperately some Lois and Eunices to pass down the truth. You know what? I want to challenge you ladies this morning. Why don't you dedicate your heart to be a Lois or a Eunice? Say, I'm going to, especially you younger ones that still have children, why don't you dedicate to be a Lois or a Eunice to teach your children the ways of God, pass it on down? There's a generation of people in growing up in America that know not God. It's alarming. America's in trouble, Marty. It's because the ladies aren't passing down to their children the things of God. Well, what about my husband? Yeah, he's got duties too, and he's got responsibilities. But I'm going to tell you, the mom's with the kids most of the time. Can anyone say amen? Oh, God, give us some Loises and some Eunices. Mothers that are shining examples of faith in God. Mothers that know God. You know, I mentioned earlier, I thank God for my wife, Rosie, because she's been a living example to me, to my children, and I believe to this church. I really believe it for the things of God. We need some virtuous woman of Proverbs 31:10. I believe Rosie is a virtuous woman. I think Rosie is, in my heart, I believe she is a Proverbs 31:10 lady. I really believe that. Proverbs 31:27 says, women that looketh well to the ways of her household. We need some women that would look well to the way of her household. I believe Rosie does that. I pray you ladies will do that too. In Proverbs 31:28, it says this, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. You know, yesterday they, and she doesn't know I'm doing this, and she knew she'd probably be so mad. But I was so touched by and moved by her. Yesterday, my daughter Tammy wrote about her mama at the mother-daughter banquet. And I was so moved by what she said, and I was so proud of what she, and everything she said, I believe was really true. I thought I'd read it to you today. There are several verses in the Bible. They asked some of the girls to say, to write something about their mother. Tammy Ballard, which is my daughter, wrote about Rosie, her mama. There are several verses in the Bible that explain to us how a woman, a wife, and mother should be. As I looked at over all those verses this week, I hope to find one verse for today, but honestly, my mother can be described in each and every one of them. As a woman, my mother works harder than anyone I know. She is forever doing something for someone at all times. She really is. She is the most unselfish person you'll ever meet, and also the most real. I have never seen her try to be someone she's not, pat herself on the back, or even take credit for things that she has done. I love the fact that she serves the Lord simply to serve the Lord. When she was a young girl, she taught herself how to play the piano, and she and the Lord gave her the talent. She has only used her gift of music to glorify Him. As a wife, she has stood beside my father for 37 years. That alone gives her credit. She gets some award for that. Amen. Did you know preachers are strange creatures? Those that are married to preachers know what I'm talking about. We're funny. We're different. We're hard to live with. We're hard to understand sometimes. We get moody. Hello? God bless all the preacher's wives in America. The preacher's wives in America know what I'm talking about right now. She has always willingly followed him in his ministry without question. She has. Trusting in the Lord to keep their lives in his perfect will, even if it meant going through not as comfortable times. I can remember her boiling large pots of water on the stove so that my brother and I could have warm bath water. She would carry the water up the stairs, and then she would tell us with confidence not to worry because God knew that what we needed, and he would somehow send us the money to get our gas turned back on. And of course, he did. As a mother, and now a grandmother, she goes above and beyond the call of duty. Even though I'm 34 years old, she still makes sure I have everything I need. She makes sure I have everything I need. I can't imagine what I would do if I didn't have her as my emotional and spiritual rock. She has given me a million and one reasons to love her and to feel lucky that she's my mother. Through the world's eyes, Rosie Skiver would be considered as close as it gets to a perfect mom. But more importantly, I believe the Lord would agree that her price really is far above rubies. And for that, I am proud. Thank you, Mom, for loving me and for always being so kind, even when I don't deserve it. I pray that one day my children can look at me with the same admiration as I look to you. And I really believe this letter was true. I believe what she said about her mama, every word was true. And I want to encourage you ladies, and as it says in verse 28 there in Proverbs, her children rise up and call her blessed. Ladies, do your children call you blessed? Ladies, do your husband rejoice with you for the wife you are to them? I pray that you will be called blessed and that you'll be a blessing to your family. God has meant it to be that way. Listen, we need in America in 2006 some women who will walk with God. Women like Ruth did. Thank God for Ruth, even though all the struggles, she never left her husband's side. She stayed thick and thin. Then she ended up with Boaz, and they had Jesse, and then they had David, and David became king of Israel. So Ruth was the great-grandmother of David. Thank God for Hannah, who had the prophet Samuel. Thank God for Mary, that the mother of Jesus. Thank God for Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Why am I saying this? All these ladies affected people because they raised people that affected people for God. America needs some mothers that'll walk with God and raise up children that'll make a difference for God. Ladies, I'm pleading with you. Raise up some children that's going to make a difference for God. John the Baptist made a difference. Jesus made a difference. Samuel made a difference. King David made a difference. Can anyone say amen? I thought about George Washington. A historical figure is one of my favorite figures in history. Is our first president of the United States, General George Washington. If you ever read about George Washington, you'll find out that many times in the battles, his coat had holes and things, and they can't believe he never died because they had all kinds of holes, but yet his body never received any wounds. Hello? See, I believe God protected him with all my heart. I believe God was the providence of God to make him our first president. Can anyone say amen? But I thought about him, Debbie. I truly believe before God used George Washington to shape our country, and although I have never met George Washington, never met his mother, I believe before George Washington was used to shape our country, I believe he had a godly mother shaping his life so the Almighty God could use him to shape our country in the coming days of his life. And personally, I believe both were Christians, and I believe with all my heart we'll see him in heaven. No doubt, I know George Washington. I have no reservations at all about George Washington. He was a born-again Christian. You're going to see George Washington in heaven. Not because he was the president of the United States, not because he was the first president of the United States, but because he trusted Christ as his Savior. Ladies, I want to encourage you this morning on Mother's Day to raise up some Christian soldiers in your home. We need some more George Washingtons to stand up and fight the battles for our country and lead our country on to greatness for God. Sunday school teachers, let me encourage you to raise up some Samuels and prophets for God. Oh, America needs some great men of God. We need to raise, in the time that we live in today, oh, if we don't start raising some men to take the place of the old men, America's in real trouble. And then I'm going to close with this thought with you. We need some women that will want to please God. Women like Sarah of old. You read about Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was a wonderful lady. Not only was Sarah Eddie beautiful outside, she was a beautiful lady to look at. So much that Abraham even lied about her being his sister's so they wouldn't kill him to take his wife. But she was a beautiful lady inside. You know, I thought about her. You know, Sarah followed Abraham everywhere God directed him. Sarah obeyed Abraham. She might not have understood or maybe even agreed, but she was faithful to obey him. She was faithful to stay with him. She was faithful to stand with him and by his side and uphold him and encourage him. I'm going to tell you, Sarah of the Old Testament was a great lady for God. She had mistakes. By the way, everybody makes mistakes. No one's perfect other than our Savior Jesus. You know, I want to encourage you ladies. God gave you a husband so you could help him. I want to quote to you. I want to read to you a scripture from Genesis. I could quote it to you, but I'm going to read it to you. From Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis 2, 18, and the Lord God said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." God said it's not good that man should be alone. Didn't say that about ladies. Jamie, you don't need Bobby, but Bobby needs you. Robin, you don't need Coolidge, but Coolidge needs you. Roddy, Debbie don't really need you, but you need her more than her. She needs you. Now, yes, they do need us. But look up here. Men. Jimmy, God made woman for one reason, the complete man. God looked down and saw men and said, "Man, those guys are basket cases." He looked down and saw Adam and said, "That guy needs help. That guy's a zero, man." Scripture says that Adam saw all the animals and gave all the names to them, and they all had mates, but for Adam there was none. And man was lonely, and man was lost without someone with him. Man wasn't comforted being alone. And God said, "It's not good that man be alone." And then he made Eve to help Adam. Oh, they had their downfalls, that's for sure. But ladies, God made man, God made woman for man to be his completer. Ladies, do you know that God made you for a purpose? You complete your husband. I was talking to Brother Harold Pierce yesterday on the phone, and I was telling him the importance about his wife. And I said, "Harold, the only thing you should care about right now is your wife." I said, "Your main concern should be Karen." I said, "The biggest part of your ministry right now is you need to be worried about Karen, because she's the biggest part of your ministry. Germany can wait, but your wife can't." You know what, men? Sometimes we overlook the importance of our wife. Sometimes you men get so caught up working, you forget who God gave you to help you. Sometimes you men get so caught up in all your business, and I thank God for your business, but don't forget to acknowledge, "Hey, God, thank you for my wife." And I told Harold, I said, "Harold," and I believe this with all my heart. I even teach it in Bible college. I talked to the preachers when I had the preachers' college class for the preachers. I really believe in my heart that God ordains a lady for a man. I really believe with all my heart. that I was ordained to marry Rosie. I believe that. I believe God. I believe I was supposed to marry Rosie. I believe you were supposed to marry Roddy. I believe that with all my heart, Rod. I believe God ordained women for our lives. Eddie, there was no mistake that you were with Misty. I believe God ordained that. I do. I believe God ordains a lady for a man. Those are going to be married. And I think sometimes we men forget and we ladies forget that that union that we have with our mate is special from God. And I don't think we treat one another good sometimes because we forget the importance and the blessing that union brings that God brought from us, from heaven for us. We should love one another and care about one another and thank God for one another. Amen? That's why you kids should never get married until you know beyond a shadow of doubt it's God's mate for you. Some people say, well, I'm just going to get married, and if it works, okay, if it don't work, then I'll just get divorced and try again. That's not God's way. Now, I'm not throwing any mud at anybody's divorce because a lot of marriages don't make it. But in God's original plan, He wanted a man and a woman to be married forever. Till death do you part. That was God's plan. It doesn't always work out that way, but that was God's plan. I think the reason it doesn't work sometimes because the husband and the wife don't realize that what they have for the marriage, it's more than a certificate from the state of Ohio. It's way beyond that. It's ordained from heaven. Bobby, the first institution in the Bible taught is not the local church. It's the home. It's the marriage of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, chapter 2. Marriage in the home, Jack, is far more important than the local church. A preacher saying that? God put the home before the church. By the way, if you're not right in your home, you'll never be right in your church. People that are right in their home will be right in the church. Strong churches have strong homes. Now stay with me. Ladies, you are your husband's completer. Ladies, you don't help him or encourage him by complaining, by griping, by nagging. Nagging kills men. Can't stand it. God records twice in the book of Proverbs 21:9 and 25:24. 25:24, it's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a white house. In other words, Bud, they said if Marty and Rosie's mad at us, we better get on top of the roof. We're better off there than in any place around. In other words, Marty, if your wife gets mad at Jack, I don't have to tell you, that wildcatcher, when she gets mad, you better get out of there. Jack says, I know, preacher, I've got me a homemade ladder. I'm up the roof 3 times a week. I'll be in the doghouse when I get done preaching this. Listen, we need to start working at our marriages. You need to listen, that wife you got, if you've got a wife, you ought to tell her you love her. Hey, you guys, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Turn to your wife right now. Turn to your wife, if your wife's with you, and tell her you love her. That's probably the first time there'll be more gals giving me $5 as they go out the door. He hasn't told me that preacher in 10 years. Now, guys, what I want you to do is this. When you get in the car, not now. When you get in the car, put a real big... a real big smooch on her. Say, I'm so glad you're my wife. Tell her you thank God for her. I gave Rosie a card today. I said, thank you for being a great wife, a great mother, great grandmother, and thank you for standing with me. All the things that I've went through all my life, and she's always stood with me. You went with Rod. Preacher's wives know what I'm talking about. All the many trials and heartaches and sorrows and sufferings that you go through in the ministry. There's a lot of great things, too. But by the way, it's in everyone's life, too, not just the ministers. Misty, hold on. You and Eddie are going to go through a lot of things in life. So get prepared. Strap in. Amen. Say, I'm going to stand by you no matter what, honey. That's what you do. Notice. Couples, you are to work together as a team. Pulling together, not apart. Sad part today, bud, the young married couples, they're going in different directions. Some of you young couples are going in opposite directions. Did you know that makes that disheartens God? Did you know that makes God very sad to see you do that? God gave you to put you together so you can work together as a team. I notice this. Don't get a divorce. Get divine counsel from God. Get in God's word. Go hear preaching from God's preacher. Let God work in your life. Let God work in your marriage. We're giving Satan glory. We're giving Satan all kinds of victories today because one marriage after another is going under, going under, going under. If you're having trouble with your marriage today, why don't you both get together and say, you husbands especially, I'm going to work on you before the father even gets here. You husbands, you're the leader of the home. You need to take the lead. Grab that wonderful wife that God gave you. And you say, well, preacher, she don't look like the day I married her. Go look in the mirror, bucko. Yeah, you ladies can clap. You know what I'm talking about. Most of you. I was a hunt, Jim. I was 158 pounds when I met my wife. Now she's got two husbands in one. And if I keep eating Siciliana pizza, I'm going to be a triple before the rapture. I'll be three in one like a trinity. That's why I'm trying to cut back. I'd love to get back to one. Some of you, the hair that you used to have, it's all gone. You got athlete's feet. Your breath stinks. And you wear, come on, smoochy smooch. Use some scope or some Listerine and some Crest. So you might want to kiss him. And fellas, by the way, wouldn't hurt to put a little cologne on too. You remember how he used to always spruce? Oh boy, when Robert first met Tawny, he really spruced up for her boy. I mean, he run the impressor. He still does, by the way. But Bobby, when he was dating Jamie, oh, he wanted to impress her so much. Did you ever watch people that I could tell every person? You remember I told you this. I can see when you kids drive the car. You're not married yet. But when you keep driving a car, you probably sit right close to each other. Are you with me? But watch. Once people get married, I guarantee you, Brian sits on one side and his wife sits on the other. See, look up here. See, this is how you used to sit when you were single. Yeah. See, this is how you used to be when you were single. But after you got married, now you don't hug her, you don't kiss her, you don't tell her you love her, you don't sit next to her. And by the way, ladies, it wouldn't hurt you to sit next to him. Oh, when we were dating, man, everything was, that's so pretty, so pretty. Dun, 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 dun. That's so pretty. Look at the pretty girl over there. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, we were all up in the air. You guys. Yeah. You look in the mirror. Oh, you're good. You're good. You're going to kill her tonight. I'm like, I can't believe it. Now you don't even care. No wonder our marriages are in so bad shape. You know, it doesn't have to be Mother's Day to bring her some flowers. Just once in a while, just say, I love her. I got to get closer. I'm getting late. But Eddie White will tell you this. One time, years ago, him and Lizzie got in a big fight. Eddie came to me. Lizzie, me got in a big fight. It was years ago. And I said, you're stupid, Eddie. He said, it wasn't my fault. I said, I don't care whose fault it was. I pulled out a $20 bill. I said, Giant Eagle sells flowers down there. You go down there and you buy your wife the best bouquet of flowers you can, and you go back and tell her you're sorry. But, and by the way, I think it was Lizzie's fault. If he didn't lie to me. I said, Eddie, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Do you want to be at odds with your wife? No. Do you think God's pleased with this? No. I said, you get down and get a bouquet of flowers, the prettiest one you can find. You get back up to Wyndham. You tell your wife you're sorry that you love her, and you give her those flowers. Okay, preacher, I'll do it. About an hour later, he called me. Thank you, preacher. We're back together. It's so much fun smooching. Boy, if we could just get back and know those little things that we did before we got married. See, we courted people before we got married, but then after we got married, we quit courting them. See, you've let the light go out in your marriage. But God said you should keep the light on all the time. Ladies, let me, and I got to close. Boy, do I got to close. I told you, I'm not going to get that 12, am I? But, ladies, don't run off to mom when you get in a fight. Stay home. Don't bring mom and dad into it because 2 days later you guys will be back, but your mom and dad will hate them for the rest of their life. You tell them all what goes on, then you get back and say, forget it, mom, we're back. Forget it, mom. I told you, mom, you remember how I told you he was such a big jerk and everything? Forget all that. Wash it clean. We're back smooching. We're all back. The honeymoon's on. The only thing is, mom and dad don't forget what you tell them. And so now you got a problem because they hate your husband. Because David's never going to do right. It's always my little girl, Tammy. If he ever does anything there, I'll kill him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Because she's my little girl. She's always going to be, I don't care if she's 85 years old, she'll still be my little girl. Amen? Don't bring your problems back to your parents. Because then you tear your family up, and then you wonder why they don't give them a warm reception when you come to their homes. Well, we need to get smart. Amen? I think David's teaching on marriage in the Sunday school. Robert's got a great series going on, too, about salvation. And I, you know what, Robert? I can't believe people don't come to Sunday school here. And I'm going to just take another minute and promote our... And I'm almost done here. Let me just say this. Why would... I've got such tremendous teachers here. I've got dedicated preachers. I've got preachers in depth here. I've got great Sunday school teachers and ladies here. But like the adults, I've got Robert teaching here. I've got David teaching over there in the Becca building. And then I've got Eddie down with the teenagers. And then, you know, and I've got Rosie teaches the ladies down in not every Sunday, but most of the time she teaches the ladies. And can I say something to you young ladies that are married? And I hope you don't take this wrong. But I can't imagine having a lady of my wife's stature. You young girls that are married. Having a lady of my wife, and she teaches ladies. I can't imagine any young lady that's married or any young lady growing up that would not want to be underneath my wife's teaching. I'm amazed that the women don't flock down there to hear a lady of wisdom. There's so few ladies. I'm not knocking Robert's class. I'm not rocking David's class. But I'm just saying, you know, Robert's amazing. The stature of Rosie, the wisdom that God's given Rosie, and the dedication over that. She's a proven lady. I'm amazed that some of you ladies don't go down. I mean, I'm not offended. You know, do what you want. I'm not trying. But I'm just amazed that you don't do that. If someone could help your life, why would you not let them help you? That's a straight statement, isn't it? But it's a statement that some of you, especially you younger people, need to hear. Those ladies that walk with God, you need to learn from them. Scripture says that the older ladies should teach the younger. And so when you have an opportunity to learn from them, you would do well to learn. Let me close with this. Don't run off to mom. Stay home. Do things that please God. Communicate with one another. You know what the trouble with most marriages, Bobby? People don't talk. You don't communicate. Look up here. I'm almost done. I'm trying to help the marriages today. A lot of times, if you and Eddie, does me and Rosie ever get in arguments? Of course we do. We're human. She lives with me. Of course. But you know, a lot of times, Stan, you know, a lot of times the trouble with marriage couples are they don't talk. Sit down and talk it out. You'd be surprised. And tell them what's in your heart. Man, I didn't know you felt that way, honey. You mean that was bothering you all the time? Yeah, it's been bothering me real deep. It's been bothering me real bad for months now. No wonder you've been acting like this. I never knew. You never asked. We have not because we. Yeah. Marriage couples, learn to sit down and turn the TV off. Turn the stupid things off. Sit down and talk to one another and pray with one another. Make a difference for God. Make a difference for your marriage. Make a difference for your family. Make a difference for your church. And make a difference for your country. Ladies, if you're not saved here today, you can never be the wife that God wants you to be, because you have to be saved to have that, what God puts in there to be a special wife. You can never be that gifted mother that God wants, because how can you teach about God if you don't know Him? And also, ladies, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, and you men included, you can't go to heaven. Because, Tommy, no matter who it is, they must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the mothers and ladies of this country, of our church. And I pray you'll bless them today. Lord, I'm glad we have a Mother's Day. I'm glad we honor the ladies. I believe they should be honored. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless every one of our ladies in our church today. God, bless our young ladies growing up. And bless our children. And Lord, I pray that the mothers that have children at home will be like Lois and Eunice. That they'll teach the things of God and pass it down to those children, that they could pass it on to their children. Pray that we'd raise some Ruths and some Marys and some Elizabeths and some Hannahs that would stand and raise up some people that could affect and bless our country. God, help us to raise some Christian soldiers like George Washington and many other patriots of the land that knew God. And Father, I pray you'll bless our marriages. God, so much hurt in America today, and so many marriages are going under because people won't stop and say, God, we need you to work this out for us. I pray these husbands here will grab hold and take charge and put an effort of putting their marriages back together. Help them to love their wives and to be good to their wives. And Father, I just pray that you'll bless everyone here. And Lord, if there be any here that doesn't know you as Savior, I pray that today they'll trust Christ as their Savior. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure. I trusted Christ as my Savior. Thank you. You may put it down. Would there be any that say today, be honest, man or lady, Pastor, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Preacher, I've never asked Jesus to save my soul. I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, I'd like to know when I die, I go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that today? Pray for me. Just raise your hand and put it back down. Won't come to you, won't embarrass. God bless you. I've seen that. Bless your heart. Who else? Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'd sure wish I knew when I die, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Put it back down. God bless each one of you. Yes. How many would say, Preacher, God spoke to me about my marriage today. Pray that God would help me in my marriage. Who'd say that? Yes. 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 God bless you. All over the building. God bless you. Yes. God bless your heart. Oh, God, help our marriages today. Maybe you've been saved. And you need to get baptized. If you do, you come right now. Those are going to get baptized. You come right now. You've trusted Christ as your Savior. And you're going to follow in believers' baptism. And you come. There's some teenagers say, maybe you trusted Christ. Maybe you'd like to get baptized this morning. We have people coming. Just come. And Roddy, would you... are they... Okay, thank you. If you've been saved, but you've never been baptized, you've asked Christ to save you, but you've never been baptized, you want to follow in believers' obedience, you come right now. America needs some godly mothers. We need some godly husbands and wives together to shape this country. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I really pray today you'll make Jesus your Savior. You'll never be the person that God wants you to be until you get the Savior within. You'll never understand the love of God until you get that Christ within your heart. You can't be that perfect woman that God talks about, or that perfect mother or grandmother, unless you have the things of God in you. And that's the first step of that, is receiving Christ as your Savior. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior, believing that He died for your sins according to the Scriptures, and that He arose the third day according to the Scriptures, that He was buried and He rose again the third day. I'm glad we have a risen and real Savior that's going to return soon. Put your faith in Him. He's the answer to eternal life. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day you've given to us. God, please, Lord, bless these ladies. Lord, thank you for my wife. Please bless her. Bless my daughter-in-law. Bless my daughter. And bless my children. Lord, and bless these homes here, please. God, bless every home here. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.